to drive this thing?
This is Rome. Nobody knows how to drive.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, I'm Paul. And we are
SP Film Viewers.
So it seems almost like an April Fool's. But this episode is going to be a film that Sophie has seen and I haven't.
Yeah.
One of those rarities.
Yeah, and I don't really know how we stumbled across it. I think initially we wanted to do One Day because I had a disc of it. And I was like, oh yeah, I've definitely seen it. And obviously watching the Netflix original.
Yeah, the show version of it. And then as we were watching it, this is like, oh, this is like a pale comparison to what the TV show offers. And it's like, we're not much to say other than the fact that that's better than.
Well, yeah, and the fact is, I was like, oh, actually, I don't think I've seen this film. And Paul was like,
and that too. It's like, so there's so much. Yeah.
And then on the back of that, I went, oh, I don't know why.
Yeah, because then we were thinking, like, what other things can we do? Because of like, something pretty simple. Obviously, got busy
Easter weekend.
And
yeah.
So, like, what's simple and through to you? And you kind of went, oh, I know.
Lizzie McGuire movie.
So I've gone, well, it's got to be more entertaining for sure than trying to muster up something to talk about with the One Day film. Because I wouldn't have it. I'd literally barely any notes.
It's going to go one or two ways, this is. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. It really is going to be that.
Yeah, it is. I did vaguely remember watching some of the TV show way, way back when I was younger for whatever reason. I think it was just like on, come back from school, whatever, and it just happened to be on, like, on the roster of
I used to love Hilary Duff, like, she was in The Cinderella Story, obviously Lizzie McGuire. There was another one as well, that she was in.
Hmm.
And I watched everything that, like, she was in back then.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I think I'm going in with a nostalgia head. I haven't watched this as being an adult, so I don't know how.
Yeah, you may be like, oh, God.
Yeah, why did I pick this? But
it's
got some really good soundtracks.
Some, like, songs in it, yeah.
Well, no, I think she actually goes on, like, I think, should I just give my Sophie synopsis of the film?
Yeah, and then I'll give you what I found. Yeah.
So the first time we spoke about this, I just went, oh, it's about Hilary Duff or Liz McGuire going on holiday somewhere.
I'm sorry, that's good. That's great.
I think if I recall, there's something to do with the singing. There's a lot of singing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's going on concert or if she's performing something or there's somebody else that they're going to see. Maybe like the Goof Troop.
Right, yeah.
Something like that. Vaguely I remember. Like, there might be another Hilary Duff version or she's playing two people, I think.
Why does that sound familiar now? That's, I'm thinking, maybe, oh, well, I guess maybe I feel like I've heard that synopsis before, that kind of swap roles or something. I don't know.
It's not Freaky Friday.
No, I meant like, oh, she gets confused because she looks like
the
rock
probably.
Star or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe when I see that, I'll be like, I feel like I've heard that before.
We've got obviously Gordon, who's the lovable Gordon that fancies Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
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 And I think they're going on holiday somewhere.
Okay, right, well.
I think it's European.
Well, you are right, because in that respect, so what I've got here written down says, while on a holiday in Rome.
Okay, yep.
A teenager, Elizabeth
McGuire,
is mistaken to be a pop star named Isabella. However, when the time comes, she must choose between her new glamorous lifestyle and returning home.
I think my synopsis was better.
Oh, yeah, very clear.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think I did a really good job. Actually, looking at the cast. Okay, no. I thought that looked like an Olsen twin then. I think maybe the Olsens did something similar.
Yeah, I think they
used
did.
To watch.
They were really popular, weren't they?
Yeah, they had so many movies.
Yeah.
Like, I can't actually
sure,
name
like, top tier quality,
any of them now, but when I was younger, I used to watch anything that had Mary-Kate and Ashley in it.
The Olsen twins, and then obviously like Elizabeth Olsen, who's obviously Scarlet Witch in like the Marvel. She's gone on to be bigger, better.
Is she the baby sister, or the older?
I think she's the younger one. I think. Let's have a look. Actually, Elizabeth Olsen is younger. Yeah, by a couple of years.
It's weird because she looks older, but I don't know if that's just because she's taller.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, I feel like the fact that there was mistaken, but I don't know where I would have heard that.
It was really popular though. Like it was one of those.
Get confused, like circumstance, like a slapstick type of wave.
It could be, and I think I remember it being when I was little, like the big movie of the year kind of thing. Like Liz McGuire movie was coming out. It was like a big thing. Like everyone was watching at my age.
But I wonder, do you remember if this has got those little, I remember the little cartoon version of herself in like as if explained scenarios. Yeah. Don't know if that's implemented.
If it is, unless it is at the beginning.
Like the credits or something. Yeah. Maybe that'd be that.
I don't think I can't remember her just popping up out of nowhere halfway through the movie.
Okay.
Might be wrong. Maybe I just didn't look out for it and it's not
stayed
there in my brain. Well, but definitely some of the songs, like the This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, and there's literally a whole soundtrack of it, so that you might hate the fact that Hilary Duff's going to be singing pretty much the entire way through.
Right.
But it made me want to go to on holiday to Rome, and I always want to travel to Italy. And I think maybe this is somewhat how I've got that in my head, where I'm wanting to go from a young age.
I see. Well, should we laugh either way, I guess?
Yeah, there might be a falling out of me and you if I'm like still nostalgically tripping and you're like, this is the crappiest film ever, Sophie. Also, you've got close friends who loves Lizzie McGuire. So like Leonie, you know, she really likes anything with Hilary Duff in, even Casper. There was another Casper apparently.
That you didn't even know about.
That I didn't even know about. So yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be back in a little while.
I'm excited.
To discuss and break down the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yay!
Oh my god. Only you would think that you could hide that powder blue, puffy sleeved, it's kind of a peasant dress, but it might just be a baggy disaster of questionable fiber content that you wore to the spring dance. Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater.
Hey now, hey now. Hey.
And we're back. Haven't seen the Lizzie McGuire movie.
It's what dreams are made of, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
You're being sarcastic.
I mean, what a epic love story.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the beautiful city of Rome.
Yeah. Like, I know you mean sarky, but it's true. So I'm looking at you like, I don't know where you're going with this.
Where am I going with this? Story is very, very basic, but
it's a kid's film, what do you expect?
But at least it has.
So is the Pokemon film, don't get me started.
Both need you to have the knowledge of the show, though, don't they, really?
Somewhat. You probably wonder what the little cartoon is otherwise, and
exactly, that's the first thing I want to bring up. The fact, obviously, like when the opening credits of this film start, I was thinking, oh, yeah, it's probably most use within that, because obviously it's just in a creative way to show like who the people are who made the film and all that. But then quite happy that it did continue to show those little cutaways in between, like a little conscience.
Yeah.
That it does, even though half the time, I don't know, I guess it was the case with the show where she kind of said like, oh, I am never going to do that. But then her actual self is like, oh yeah, okay, I'll go along with it.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. Whatever. So
it's like your inner brain, isn't it? Yeah, basically, yeah. It's like her own little Jiminy Cricket going, no, I'm not doing that. But then it's like, how do I vocalise that in a polite way and as being a human instead of just doing whatever you want, whenever you want.
So, yeah, I appreciate that inclusion. Little tick there for the animation.
I feel like that's it. That's all you're going to give me. You're making me feel very intense at the moment.
No, the fact that it's not just a, I don't know, like, oh, summer and it's just set in the States or anything. They've actually gone out of the way to go somewhere further afield.
Yeah.
And obviously, I imagine to film in Rome, Italy is quite expensive to have done. So props to that and showing obviously like the landmarks and stuff, which did want to go at some point.
But yeah, definitely.
Like I said, the story is very basic.
Okay, well, tell us the story then. I don't think it is that basic. I think you're undermining it. So go on, tell me, what do you think the Lizzie McGuire... What do you think the Lizzie McGuire movie is about?
Her going on holiday for 2 weeks. She bumps into this boy who mistakes her for this his co-star in the, or part of the duo in a pop group. And a lot of people there, and a lot of other people see her as, oh, it's Isabella, this...
Yeah, pop star.
Yeah, that mistaken identity kind of thing going on. So obviously this where I didn't know like how much of the hijinks of that was going to entail, but wasn't a great deal. I thought there'd be a lot more played on that, to be fair. So she's essentially leading a double life in one way, because obviously she's got to pretend she's got to be out and about with this Paolo guy all the while like bunking off school
faking
trip.
Being sick, yeah.
And not getting caught. So only then realise that he's been playing her this whole time because he doesn't want to better his career, but throw
Isabella under the bus. Yeah. All in all, though.
And then there's some singing involved.
You've missed Gordon.
Yeah, Gordo.
Oh, Gordo.
Yeah. Well, I missed him. I was just...
He's the main part. He's like the best friend of the best friends. He obviously fancies her.
Well, I know that from from what I remember from the show.
But he's such a decent guy. And I feel like he's a massive impact in this film, I feel.
Or the lengths that he goes to. Because
I
understand that, but the fact that it didn't seem like he was like, oh, begrudgingly doing it. The way he was coming across. Like, oh, you go have your adventure on your own kind of thing. But it doesn't seem like, despondent about the fact that, this guy who's like...
No, he is.
Better looking than me and all that kind of stuff is...
He is. You know. He just don't want to be kind of the one to not let her have her adventure. He doesn't want to be the one holding her back. So he'd rather lose her than hold her back. He's a right sweetheart.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. I'm not saying that he's not.
So what do you think of the music?
It's just very poppy, teen poppy. Yeah, like...
Would you have been into it back in the day? Would you have been like, yeah... You'd have been about 13 when this came out, so you might have passed the boat, possibly, for you.
Well, I was just thinking, obviously, like, when S Club 7 was out, was that maybe, when I was 11 or 12 or something,
maybe.
I feel like.
Tina's doing her thing.
But, yeah, it doesn't really do anything for me now, isn't it? But I'm sure at the time... It might have been like, oh, this is super cool and like so hip and all that kind of stuff. But
so you're not thinking, hey, now is going to be, this is what dreams are made for, not going to be added onto your Spotify playlist?
No, not anytime soon, no.
I'm going to slightly add it maybe. In there. Yeah. It's like the Goof Troop song.
I like that one, though, the Goofy Movie. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, those are quite...
Because I feel like there's some similarities in this to the Goofy Movie.
Go on.
First of all, they're going on a trip. Second of all, they're embarrassed and they want to leave the school kind of environment that they're in.
They're in what, sorry?
They're embarrassed. And so they both have an embarrassment, and it's like the summer holidays or whatever, and they're wanting to kind of escape away, both kind of similar things. And then obviously Goofy's, what's his son called? Max.
Max.
He's lying, saying he's going to Maximilius or whatever it is, and of that famous guy. And he's not,
what's it called now? Power Trip or something.
Gage or something, I don't know. And he's going on this lie of saying he's going to meet him, but in the end he does, and he dances on stage. And I don't know, I feel like there's lots of similarities in that sense, really, of the Goofy Movie. And I think that's why I really liked Lizzie McGuire, because I was obsessed with the Goofy Movie. Like, I would put it on all the time when I was little. And I think this is just an upgraded, adult teen version of it.
Okay.
Not as in upgraded as in you're thinking, oh, I'm saying it's better. I'm not saying that. I'm just meaning more teenized than a cartoon.
For teens to get involved with.
Yeah.
really. Not saying like Goofy movies for babies, but
I'd watch the Goofy movie again. I don't know how many times I've watched that movie, but I just go back to it.
Comfort movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say, looking back on this, would you say this is a comfort movie?
I'd probably say this is a comfort movie for when I was little. Like a teen, I've probably watched this several times, like, because you actually did ask how much did I remember, yeah. And it's like, yeah, no, I pretty much remember
all of it.
Whereas, would I be like, oh, let's put the Lizzie McGuire movie back on now I've seen it as an adult head?
Yeah, that's what I'm interested to know.
I wouldn't rush back to it. Like, the Goofy movie, yes, if you wanted to put the Goofy movie on tonight, I would watch it. And then in a couple of months' time, I'd be like, yep, yeah, I'll watch it. I don't know. I think it's just got that more nostalgia to it. Whereas this is it is lighthearted. You can't get it wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a lovely kind of, like, put it in the background and watch it and enjoy it.
That's what I mean by a simple song. It's not much to think about because you know kind of like how it's going, like boy meets girl type of thing. And it's like a bit like, oh, this is all really nice. But then, you know, it's like the shadow of the illusion because obviously, like, this is a guy you've met on holiday for like 2 minutes. It's not going to work out, obviously. But there's that extra level to it because this guy's like a big pop star, not just like a regular old like foreign sleaze kind of angle.
Well, technically, he is somewhat.
Yeah, no, just no. Famous but about he's it. More famous for it, but the I would say there wasn't many. Well, I say cringe moments, but the big one I can think of off the top of my head is obviously when she's in that, like, doing that fashion walk with the fashionable dresses.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, like a montage of it. And it's like, oh, this looks stupid and everything. And there's obviously like bits where the footage is like sped up. Like, oh, the dog's pulling the thing. And it's like, whoa. And like, oh, that kind of, oh, I don't like that. Or the people were cutting the, I don't know, they were doing something weird and they were sped up as well for some reason at one point. And like, yeah, that's, we don't need. But other than that, there wasn't many other, I can't really think of any of the like really like cringe moments.
No, there wasn't. Apart from maybe Graduation, where she's having to do that speech. But I feel like she does that really well, actually. Looking from an adult perspective, how you've just been thrown in the deep end as a teen and how daunting that will be to stand up in front of everybody and speak. And yeah, she really portrays her nerves quite well, actually, acting nervous.
Which, in a way, there's a lot of things that are kind of take me out of the film to do because the written in a way so that sort of comes back around because she, like you said, like, oh, I'm really nervous. I've never liked talking to crowds, like, you know, like stand up on stage and everything. And then she has to do that at the end when she's having to sing and everything like that. So she gets past the fear of that. And then there's like a couple of other things, I think, like the receptionist guy who's like, it's slightly annoying because like he's foreign and he like doesn't understand English and stuff. And what's the teacher called? The head teacher, Miss Undermine.
Yeah.
Undermeyer. He's like, oh, this guy's, you know, he used to work in the Secret Service or something like that. And then he comes across as like, okay, yeah, whatever. But then at the end, he's like, no, actually, you know, we don't blackmail our sisters or something. He says, when his brother like got this like blackmail tape of Lizzie. And so, like, it chucks it away. So it's like, okay, right, those things kind of, like, you didn't forget about that. It wasn't just, like, a throwaway line that's kind of just, like, whatever, you kind of forget about it. Or even, like, what's the one that's, like, mean to Lizzie McGuire normally? Is it Kate or something? Kate Sanders.
Yeah,
the one she has to share the room with. It's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to share with her. And she's like, I'd eat carbs if an Italian boy bought them for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that other kid Ethan, who's like, is in the class with him, and then they sit down at the end and have a meal together. It's like, oh, I didn't have to look for someone, again, like just on holiday, there was somebody there for me all along type.
Yeah.
A bit like Gordo and Lizzie, but
yeah, exactly.
In a different way.
I do think they really have tried within this film to just not make it as straightforward as it is. There is a lot of little hidden things. And I think as a teen, you would get a lot from this and learn. Like, it's great that Lizzie's come out of her comfort shell, but then also there's a lesson behind it of just be yourself. I feel, don't impersonate somebody else just to be liked and think you can have a better life if you are somebody else. You know, just be yourself and go and enjoy what life gives you and your adventures that you want to do. And I feel like that's kind of the nutshell of the moral of the film.
Uh-huh.
And I think for a coming of teenagers and watching this, I feel like you would get quite a lot out of it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem too contrived as like, oh, let's just churn something out for the sake of it. I mean, I don't know if at this point they did another season like to follow up on that, or this was like that this is like the end, and then you just make up your own ending of how things went with Lizzie and Gordo after the fact.
Well, I feel like it's implied, isn't it now?
Yeah, no, that. But I'm saying like when they went back to, was it high school, wasn't it? Because they graduated.
Yeah.
Middle
school.
Was it middle high? Junior high.
Which I think is middle school.
Yeah. Because like 12 to 15 or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's your years. So then you got high school and there's like 4 more years of that.
So I don't think there's an actual movie of another Lizzie McGuire movie, but I don't know if the episode is carried on after the fact. But there was no, this is the movie. There is, from what I'm aware of, there isn't another movie.
Yeah, so that's not what I meant. I meant just like a continuation of the after this film to be like, right, let's now see him in high school. That's what I mean, but I guess there was never.
Probably. I don't know. Lizzie McGuire movie looks like it's in 2000.
It's 2003.
And it looks like Lizzie McGuire goes to 2004. So
okay.
I don't really know. I don't know if I watched all of it, to be fair, to the end.
Right. Okay.
But I do know, I did really love Liz McGuire. Even the TV series. I think she's not geeky, but she's not like popular. She's just like a normal girl. Like nowadays, you'd probably think she should be the popular one, but she's not. And she's just got like two friends. And
one of them who wasn't in the film. I think because they were like, maybe they couldn't get her to be part of the film. So they made some excuse that.
Yeah. And also, with the storyline, what would her impact be, really?
I don't know. Another voice of reason? I don't know. Like, because instead of... But then, obviously, then you've got... Because she shares the room with this rival of hers.
Yeah.
That who then wants to, like... Who's strangely, like, up for the fact that, oh, yeah, you can go out and... Think, I won't tell on you. She wants to, like, vicariously live...
Through her. And I think they used to be friends as well, so I think there's that kind of aspect, like... I've always had that when I've had a best friend and then they become like my bully somehow, and it's like,
how's that work? Yeah.
We used to be friends and now you're picking on me. It doesn't make sense. And I think it's somewhat their guilty conscience trying to come round, really. So for Kate, I feel like that's kind of her, oh, well, yes, I've been awful to you. Like at the beginning going, oh, you're a double, what was it? An outfit repeater. And she's like, well, Lizzie's like, little cartoon's like, well, you're an outfit rememberer and that's even worse. Because who does remember what outfits you wear? Like,
well, I've got some of the same clothes I've worn for forever, I feel like.
Yeah, before. But who actually goes, oh, Paul, you've worn that before? Like, nobody would say that. And well, also, no. Economically, it's better if you do wear them, like, and then...
Yeah rather than just a dress once and then that's it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But straight away, you've kind of got that comedy, you've got that, I don't know, just teenage... It is teenage fun and it's teenage poppy. And it just, nostalgia brings you back to, like, the early 2000s. When everything was simple.
When the music is playing. And it's just a little scooter going around the city.
Vespa.
And going, Vespa. Yeah, and it's like, wow, look at that. And there's all the music's like, oh, da, 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 everything's great. Mm. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
It does make you want to go on holiday to Rome. I feel like they do portray it really beautifully. And I think it's quite romanticised with, obviously, the famous pop star. And Lizzie kind of being naive and young and just... believe in anything anyone says to you, whereas I think when you grow older you get a little bit more cynical and a bit more wiser to people and the reasoning why they do things.
There is that, yeah. And what kind of strikes me, though, I guess in a way, is because if this Isabella is supposedly like Italian as well as this Paolo, who obviously like he can speak English, but also obviously those key phrases like ciao Bella and all that kind of stuff. And then when it comes to the other people, like that person who's like dressing her up in all these fancy clothes, and like, why is she not being more sceptical? She is, obviously, about like, why is she got like more of an American accent now?
Yeah.
It's like, can you even speak any Italian? Because I thought when it comes to the singing part, like, do you have to be singing some of it in Italian? And she's like, well, I don't know any Italian, so how's this going to work? Kind of thing. So it's like perfect English that she's getting away with, and everyone's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, you just changed your hair and... got a bit of a different accent from being away now.
Yeah. Well, it can happen. Like, when my sister goes back to Liverpool, her accent does change. So you can, if you have been around people for a while, accent can change depending on who you are.
I'll let it slide because it's against the kids.
I want to know what you think of Lizzie McGuire's Isabella. Like, her Italian accent and
all of that. Well, yeah, just the inflections, not so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's just someone trying to put on and like a little bit like that and like, who is this? And like that kind of.
I don't think it's not like, this is really cringe, like she's doing a really, really bad accent. Because we did watch One Day, going back to this.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, apparently I've watched the Netflix original before I've watched the actual film, from what we established.
Yeah.
But Emma in the Netflix original is Northern. She
sounds like she's from Leeds.
Yeah, and we appreciate that because we're not far from Leeds.
Yeah.
And we watched it with Anne Hathaway, and I was like, well, she's doing a very good British accent.
But she's not doing a very... some of the... What's trying to be Yorkshire is coming through, but it's not that broad, and it just makes it like she's putting on a like slight... From just, like, you know, a generic sort of London accent, in a way. So, yeah, it isn't really come across very well.
No, and I think actually Lizzie McGuire is Italian, but obviously I'm not Italian, so maybe any Italian listeners can tell me that's if we have any.
I don't think it's insulting though.
Like, it's not.
No, maybe I was doing it a bit more like.
I feel like you were sounding like a Mario.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Literally. Yeah, it's not quite that, but So, in a way, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it's not super offensive or anything like that, but it's fine, yeah. The fact that, again, the way obviously it's done as well, it doesn't look like super obvious. Like, they've done the split screen and just film the footage separately to do that.
Showing how good Liz McGuire is as an actress, actually. Like, within it, well, or Hilary Duff, because she's acting to herself unless somebody else is doing her lines after her. Like,
yeah, yeah, they'll love, and then they'll cut that out in a way to do that, I think,
but still,
rather than just going, like, I'm looking over here, but I'm not actually responding to.
Parent Trap. That being a thing back in the day where that was a similar thing, wasn't it? Because obviously Lindsay Lohan being a twin.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of the same principle, but I feel like it's done a lot better in this one, even though I do love Parent Trap. I can't say I don't. That's another one of my favourite, like...
I think you just like things where the actresses work against each other. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, across from one another, yeah.
It's really good. And I just think I appreciate the effort that she has had to put into this. It's not like she just has to remember her own lines. She has to remember Isabella's lines. She has to sing. She has to dance. You know, there's a lot for a young actress at this age to have to do. Let me just see how old Liz McGuire, Hilary Duff would have been.
I want to say probably like 16. I would say in some aspects, like, yeah, for obviously a young teen, it's not going to be like hitting those high levels of like acting stuff, because like, in certain scenes where she's like, just smiling and laughing kind of thing, and that's all that is. And then the side shot, cut to the next shot and all that stuff. But it's what it is. You're not expecting like Shakespeare from every single.
Well, she's 36 years old now. So 1987. She'd been 16?
I just said that.
Yeah. Just doubted you. I don't know. I hate doing ages. It really, really baffles my head. But yeah.
So to that point.
But again, a 16-year-old actress. There's a lot of pressure going to Rome, having two acts. Obviously, you've starred really well in Lizzie McGuire, so you've got some kind of cast around you that you're aware of. But I still think that... I don't think I could do that at 16.
No, and be convincing enough to...
Sing, act, dance, and all of that. I know, obviously, she'll have been trained in that, but still.
But I don't recall you saying as well, we're watching it, like the last dance number... It's like, there's certain shots where you could see, like, it's clearly somebody just doing this spin and it's wearing a wig or something.
And I hated myself for saying that. But I was like, I never noticed that when I was little. Not completely oblivious, but then I could tell. Do you know how I could tell? It was the hair. I know that sounds daft. She was like, Lizzie McGuire's hair. I used to always want Lizzie McGuire's hair. Always. But then you could see, like, the difference in thickness. Like, one was definitely a wig of this other person. Especially when they, like, lifted her up and swung her around on one part.
And doing the faraway shot, yeah.
Was even different. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was obvious it wasn't her. And it was a bit like, but if a teenager watched it or any children watched it, you wouldn't even...
Yeah, you wouldn't even think on that.
So, that was my only...
Yeah.
Only gripe. But everything else she's done fantastic in. And I think she's really good at portraying emotion. Like, I really could relate to her as a younger child. like when she was up on that podium, like, and like, because she's obviously not afraid because she's doing the whole flipping movie. So she's fine standing up there.
I know.
Actually portraying being nervous and
I guess
being clumsy. And I think I just related to Lizzie McGuire as a person.
Speaks to you more.
Yeah.
As a teenage girl than me, obviously, but.
Well, I feel like you're Gordo. Because you used to have curly hair.
I did, yeah. Thankfully, I don't anymore.
No, I miss it. Well, I never really got to see it. I feel like I'd have loved your curly hair. I really would have. But that's kind of like what yours was, but a bit bigger, to be fair, than Gordo's. And I think you just kind of like... Please don't take this the wrong way. You're like one of those people who is such a sweet guy that you could just end up being in that friend bracket for ages with a girl. Like, I can imagine at school, you might fancy a girl and you'd be like, Gordo...
I guess, yeah. I don't take offence to that, no, because I know what you're saying, yeah.
And because you're so lovely, you just know it never progressed to that next stage.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I see you as, and luckily I've got the cat that's got the cream and got you in the end, because obviously I can see through that, and we kind of was able to break that barrier, yeah, I think, because you were a little bit older. But as a teen, I feel like that would be... You wouldn't even probably approach a girl, and if you would, you'd be like, hi.
Yeah. which goes for the case for most guys, I'd say, of a certain age, because you're so awkward, and some people have the confidence to be like that, but you have those people in life anyway, don't you? Regardless of what age you are.
Yeah, it's strange how different level of confidence, and I think it is life actions and stuff like that happen at a younger age really do determine on who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I got picked on and bullied when I was in primary school, and I think that made me quite more reserved and shy, and because beforehand I wasn't like that. If I didn't like something, I'd just tell you. And now it's like, I'm okay,
yeah,
thank
your hormones
you.
Kick in. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would definitely, if we have a child, I'd be like, oh, do you want to watch the Lizzie McGuire movie? And it would be something I would educationally put on for them. To, like, learn, definitely. Like... I feel like it's one of those morals and such and lessons, and I feel like it is a key thing to...
Don't get suckered in by foreigners.
Yeah. And not everyone's going to be genuine with you. Like,
no,
that's an awful thing to actually have to realise when you're a child. Not everyone's going to be nice to you. Not everyone's going to be genuine. People are going to lie and deceit you, and you want to be nice and you want to believe everybody, but sadly you can't. And I think that's kind of a really good lesson, and you have to put yourself first. And I think, I don't know, I feel like morally it is brilliant. Yes, it is a bit 2000-y cliche, and it can be.
Not too bad. Not like when we covered the Scooby-Doo movie, and that felt very much of its time. The only thing I will say is obviously, like, the music is in this is probably that, but...
How did you feel with the singing and such? Was that cringe, or... Did it get on your nerves? Because I was worried, thinking, oh, we're going into this and it is got a lot of singing in it. Will it annoy you?
I think that Hey Now, Hey, whatever the song's called, is a bit like repetitive at the end, and everyone's like, whatever. But
did you not feel good at the end? Like, oh, yeah, she'd done it, and like you were proud of her? Because I think that's where I was like,
I can't say it was.
That for me was like quite an iconic moment when I was little.
But I get it as a nostalgic piece of like, oh yeah, this is the greatest thing, I'm famous in this country,
yeah,
nobody, you know, these people idolize me and all that kind of stuff.
And but, she's broke through, like, the, like, if you look at how she was at the beginning,
yeah,
on
that's
the podium,
what I'm saying,
to,
it comes back,
yeah,
around in a way, and she's overcome that. But I did find it funny when, like, sing for me Paolo, and he's like and all that kind of stuff. That did make me laugh, because it's always funny when people are trying to think they're like epic,
yeah,
singing voice, and then he's just like, turns out he's like just really crap.
You're gonna slap me for this, but it kind of reminds me of my favorite film,
Singing in the Rain.
Yeah,
with yeah.
Come on, it is, isn't it? Without actually realizing it, it is a case of, obviously, Isabella is singing for Lizzie initially, and then obviously turning the mics down and making fun of Paolo is like kind of, oh, what is she? I can't. What's the lady called?
Lena. Lena Lamont.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Kathy, isn't it? That's, yeah, and to sing for her. So I thought there was, yeah, sort of like, a, you know, reveal the curtain and see somebody sitting behind it type of thing. Yeah.
But I just thought that was quite... Obviously, yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's still similar and it's a nod somewhat.
Yeah, yeah, without you realising.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is weird, coming back all this time and rewatching this.
Yeah.
To be like, I absolutely love Singing in the Rain. Obviously, at this point, I hadn't seen Singing in the Rain when I watched Lizzie McGuire movie. Because when you were asking, I remember the ending with the two Lizzies, like, or two Hilary Duffs, basically, on stage. I forgot about Paolo, like, singing. Like, I just remember the epicness of them two together at the end. But I remember... I didn't know. I remember this Lizzie McGuire being brown-haired and in a green suit. That is like an iconic kind of presence like she had to me when I was younger. But I didn't know if you were going to hate it or
love
it. No,
no, it wasn't like, oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Watching it. So I went with an open mind and pleasantly like surprised at how somewhat mature it was. It wasn't just being like really goofy or anything like that.
No pun intended.
Goofy movie, no. Or, you know, like, how do I say it? So they felt there was a bit more thought put into it more than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just more like a cash-in for, you know, just, oh, she's really big sensation at this point. Let's maybe it was a little bit, but kind of overlooking, gave it, you know, like a chance and feel like, yeah, there's some decent writing in this, surprisingly, and you know, like I say, like it probably would have been a bit more like, oh, if it was just set in a hometown or whatever, and it's like, oh, we're just going on vacation to, I don't know, I don't actually know where she lives in.
I don't actually,
but obviously,
fair,
like a big city, like, you know, say Los Angeles or New York or something, and it's like, oh, well, here we go, another story set in there. What are we going to do? Like, you know, oh, let's go to the impossible and the stuff. It's obviously like that extra level of going further afield to do something.
Further commitment to it. And I think it shows, obviously, when you're a younger age, being apart from your parents is a big deal, even being away from them and being kind of like that independence and such growing up. And you can see that aspect of like missing your mum and your hometown and such, and then they randomly appearing. Even though they don't tell her off that much, like she's grounded, but they're proud of her at the same time. Yeah. And I feel like Lizzie McGuire's parents are just really lovely. Like, they are like a cute parenting.
Yeah. I vaguely remember the brother.
He's a little shit.
Being like, and having these, all like, he's filming all the time and stuff. I think he wants to be like a filmmaker. So, but he's doing all these like things.
Blooper
like,
reels.
All kind of stuff. I don't think it would have worked anyway, but I do kind of vaguely remember in the TV show that it was like that sort of like canned laughter track, didn't they? Like, oh, this funny, like when something happens and like, oh, the dad's getting annoyed or something like that, or things like
that. I feel like we should start watching these series now, Paul. Now you've watched the movie, let's go back.
see what it's like, and does it?
Because I think obviously Hilary Duff as an actress has been in other films as well. So I don't know if you've seen any of these. Bear with me. Obviously, there's the Casper one, which I'm not aware of, which I'm sure Leonie would tell you about. So, Hilary Duff has been in, obviously, the Lizzie McGuire movie. Have you seen A Cinderella Story? It's got Chad Michael Murray in it. I used to fancy him so much.
No, I've not seen this, no.
You're not. Why are you laughing?
I don't know, this is the name, Chad Michael, Chad, like such an American name.
I'm sure he's in Gilmore Girls, I'm pretty sure.
Is he?
Yeah.
Let me see the list of...
And then you've got...
I was in How I Met Your Father, that's like most recent like TV series, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like I can't... I didn't know she was in Gossip Girls. I can't remember her being in that. Oh no, I think I do now.
Have I seen Cheaper by the Dozen? I feel like I've seen that, but I don't remember her being in that.
I've seen Perfect Man and... Is it Cadet Candidate?
Cadet Kelly?
Yep, I've seen that. Oh yeah, so says Casper.
2 and a Half Men. No, I can't say. I feel like she's more on TV shows. Sharon Tate. I don't know if I've seen that. That's like a horror thing. No, I can't say.
But I think she's like... She's been in certain films that I've obviously, she was really iconic when I was a teen, mm-hmm. to be fair. Yeah. Kind of like, is it Amanda Bynes?
That she's the man in all.
Yeah.
She was really big, yeah.
I feel like them two were my favourite mm-hmm. ones.
There was always that period in our youth, really. There was like that kind of, you had those young teen stars, teen idols and everything that kind of like came around and popped up here and now. Then they're not the next hot property kind of thing. For nowadays, I don't know if that's really the case as such, because it's even more like there's new hot property coming out, like, I don't know, every week, every day almost, like, because again, like TikTok, Instagram and stuff is way more popular and through that. And
I think you don't have to just be going through Disney. I feel like that used to be like one of the things, like Britney and Christina Aguilera came through Disney. And then you've got like Miley Cyrus.
Hannah Montana, yeah.
Yeah, Selena Gomez, I think she was the similar principal. Yeah. And
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. So it feels like that used to be like the platform of...
To get you, get you stead.
Yeah.
With that, and then move up from there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I don't know if it is as much like you're saying nowadays.
No, you just do a reel and it goes viral and that's that, and then you suddenly get a movie contract or something, yeah.
Yeah. How the world has changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's time for the score, and then I don't think I've got much else to say, really. Have you got any other nuggets of interest?
No, I don't think so. Just apart from Gordo being Gordo, and I love Gordo, and in the Lizzie McGuire movie, the best. It's what dreams are made of, Paul.
Just because you keep saying, doesn't it? Like, you're sort of like trying to influence me there.
I am. Is it working? I don't like this. I'm not looking at you. Go on. Just rip the band-aid off.
You might be pleasantly surprised, really, because I was looking back on, like, I don't know if you really do or think on this, but like films of a similar nature, particularly for me, like things like either rom-coms or like films that aren't normally my like go-to film library or category of like.
Yeah, you hate rom-coms. Let's just be honest.
I don't hate them. I just like.
What's your favourite rom-com?
Probably Love Actually, then, wouldn't it?
I don't feel like that's a typical cliche rom-com, like exactly. Boy Meets Girl.
But it's a rom-com.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a different niche.
So going through and thinking, I wasn't really gouging my eyes out or like.
Sound disappointed.
Went out with open mind and surprised with what the film offered, really. The semi, very quotations, nostalgia, because I do remember the show vaguely, and I think
that cast it up a point, right?
And also the fact that they kept the little cartoon version of her in it.
That's another point. Okay, yeah. So we've at least got 2 points.
But I'm going to go with 6.
Okay. I thought you were going to give it a 4 or 5, you were going to get a slap.
No. I couldn't going back through the scores of other films we've done of that nature, and it's like, no, it's definitely more watchable than this, or it's not quite like the level of that. Mm-hmm. And without going into like, oh, every single thing that I've kind of categorised in that same bracket. So.
No, I'm happy with that. I'll take it.
Would I watch it again? I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see that again. But I think, like say, if we had down the line, had like a young little version of you.
Yeah, she'd love it.
Yeah, and like sit and watch it with her kind of thing. But
good. That's all that matters. Yeah. I'll take that. To be fair, I don't think this is one where I'd be like rushing back to it. I think it's more a nostalgia thing for me. So give me another 10 years and I'll probably be like, yeah, let's watch the Lizzie McGuire movie. And I'll be like, oh yeah, it's not as amazing as I thought. I think from watching it as an adult perspective, you can kind of see certain parts, which you always hate because your adult brain likes to ruin everything. Yeah. Whereas your young mind is like, oh, everything's amazing.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, it is nostalgic. I do think the story and the morals are great. I think even every character, even if they're like popular, do a 360 turn and all come out to be quite nice in the end. You know, like Kate is an absolute arse at the beginning. And even Ethan looks like he's got nothing in between his head. it's they seem to be perfectly matched for one another, and as long as they're happy, then fair enough. Mm-hmm. You get the nice ending of Lizzie and Gordo kind of being somewhat, you think, yeah, they're going to be an item. They're meant for one another.
Yeah.
And he's just a really lovely guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie learns lots, and she's, you know, growing and developing as a woman should do at her age, and be given every opportunity she can. And I think it's just a little bit of fun.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say so.
Lighthearted. If you were poorly, it'd be great just to make you go back to being a little child and your mum looking after you while you're feeling sick. And for me, I'd give it a 7.5. So not far off you.
It's a bit higher than that, though, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. But I think nostalgia has bumped it. And little Lizzie McGuire cartoon, and just, it's just perfect.
Wasn't that perfect? It is 7.5.
And it's even got a nod to Singing in the Rain.
Without you even realising.
Yeah. So why wouldn't I like the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Well, I think it was kind of also a bit of fresh air on doing something that you've seen. I haven't. I know we don't do that very often.
No, we don't, apart from a birthday special. It was nice, actually, and I think it vamped it up, and I think somewhat an April Fool's of them, surprise! Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see how many numbers this gets.
Get slapped, won't I? And be like, oh, Titanic's the best one. Everyone go see that,
not these fancy art house ones that...
I bet you this is going to get good reviews. Everyone knows a Lizzie McGuire movie, and if they don't, then they can come and listen and then go watch it.
Hopefully, get people on the Disney Plus and go, let's check it out. So, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and if you'd like to check out some of our other episodes, you can do so by going to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. And as always, be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, and wherever else they do the scoring system.
And if you haven't already, and you want to follow us on social media, then you can. So we're under the handle SP_filmviewers. And you can find us on TikTok, Instagram, Threads, Twitter. There we go.
Well, it's X. I don't know, because people say it's easier to say Twitter than it's X now. But
it is. It's stupid.
Or still is, rather.
And you Twitter on there. What's X about?
Yeah, anyway. Yes, so you find us on those platforms.
Yes. Just blankets as well.
Yeah. Anyway.
And if you want to be a Patreon, then do, because... It's good, and you get to vote for one film once a month. You know, don't be greedy. And you get to be nominated, see, every single week of us shouting your name out. But what you have to do is you have to go where Paul tells you to, and you have to pay £1 or $1.50 for that privilege.
Thank you, Soph.
You're welcome.
So just head over to patreon.com/SP Film Viewers to get those perks. We very much appreciate it, and we very much appreciate the people we're going to read out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Alex and Shani, who are desperately seeking username and SDOG on Instagram.
We've then got Jonesy and M, who are also on Instagram under the handles WeightLossJonesy and M_Hayton.
Also got Gren, who is @cgren_draw on Instagram. Mark from 100 Things You Learned From Film. Nico from The Good, The Bad, The Weird podcast. And Ben from filmfloggers/Ben Push Pull Health now, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you definitely go check out Film Vloggers, obviously. But if you're wanting anything healthy and fit, then Ben Push Pull Health. Is that right? Did I say that right? Is where you need to go. And then lastly but not least, my mum.
When you were younger, was she sick of watching this film? Or
no, it's quite funny. I think she quite liked it. She knew I kind of got obsessed with these kind of films. And there's Crossroads where...
Britney Spears
was in it.
What does that entail, that film?
I think I think it's actually worse than the Lizzie McGuire movie from what I can recall. They go on a road trip around America.
Okay.
So I think Britney's acting's a bit poor.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I think you're getting off lightly. But I might have to try and see where I can dig it up, and if it might be a birthday special, we'll see.
Choice.
I'll sing another song for you for that one as well.
So thank you very much for listening to this episode once again. And we will speak to you next time.
Speak to you next time.
Bye.
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 Bye.